It's 5:44. This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. The media and the police had their respective days in court today. What was expected to be a relatively short hearing between WBTV reporter Nick Oxner and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department turned into a several-hour affair. Oxner had petitioned for the release of Officer Wendy Curl's body camera footage almost 2 weeks ago. Curl is the officer who fatally shot Danquirius Franklin in a Burger King parking lot in West Charlotte last month. Last week, CMPD released a small portion of the body camera footage, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Today, Oxner and other media outlets asked Judge Lisa Bell to order CMPD to release the full footage and to learn why the Charlotte City Council was allowed to see the full footage when the public was only privy to the shortened version. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was in court today and joins us now. Sarah, first, what did Judge Bell ultimately rule on the release of the video?
Well, after hearing both sides argue for several hours today, Judge Bell ultimately ruled that the 11-minute footage should be released to the petitioners and the public. Nick Oxner and his lawyer, Mike Toddy, argued that the 2-minute and 20-second video didn't really fulfill the original order. Oxner wanted to know why the police only gave this small portion of the video over, and he also wanted to know why City Council was allowed to view the full video before the public, which is also more footage than the public was allowed to see.
And why did CMPD say they only released the short version to the public?
Jessica Battle, who represented the City of Charlotte, said she believes CMPD fulfilled the order based on Oxner's wording of the petition. He asked for, quote, any body camera footage or alternative, any other law enforcement agency recording of the shooting that exists. And he said that it's in the public's best interest to release the footage to document what took place in the moments leading up to, during, and immediately after the shooting. And it was that word immediately that Battle kept repeating. She pointed out that the video didn't stop right after Franklin was shot. Oxner said he used the word immediately because he didn't want a time gap between the shooting and then the video jumping in time to footage that wouldn't necessarily be relevant. Judge Bell also pushed Battle on that interpretation of the word immediately and to what portion of the video CMPD was applying it to. Here's a little bit of that exchange between Judge Bell and Ms. Battle.
Your Honor, the city will submit that the word immediately applies to after. It doesn't say immediately leading up to during, immediately
it says
after.
Moments leading up to.
Correct, Your Honor. And as far as the interpretation of immediately, we apply that to only the word after.
So in this case, it appears CMPD was choosing how to define immediately and length of time, which is pretty subjective. Judge Bell also said that the court received all the video footage the first time the petition was heard. If they had received all that video the first time it had been heard, this hearing would have been probably avoided. The court only ever saw the 2-minute and 20-second video until Judge Bell reviewed it this week.
Sarah, who else was in the courtroom today?
Well, it's not unusual for lawyers to be in a courtroom, but today there were a lot. You had attorneys for both sides, as well as John Buchan, who was representing the Charlotte Observer, who had filed a petition of their own for the release of the video footage. And the lawyers for both Officer Wendy Curl and Officer Larry Deal were present, as well as an attorney for the state of North Carolina. An interesting point, as the hearing progressed, Jessica Battle, who was representing the city, said CMPD would be open to releasing 6 minutes and 35 seconds of the video, but not the full video. And the reasoning was there was some concern that the rest of the footage could cause potential legal problems for Officer Curl if criminal charges were pursued. Jeremy Smith, who represents Curl, was heard by the court, and he said originally he didn't want any of the video released, but now that a portion of it had been, not releasing the full footage would be more damaging to his client. The only thing he asked be redacted was the phone number of one of Curl's family members that is apparently heard or seen in the video.
And anyone else of note in the courtroom?
Well, Police Chief Putney was there, and not only there, but he was actually called to testify about his understanding as to how City Council was able to view the entire footage of Curl's body cam. Putney was asked by Oxner's counsel if he knew how City Council came to view the full body cam footage of Officer Curl. He said he did. He said he was directed by the city manager, Marcus Jones, to disclose this video to City Council. And Putney said he had some concerns and said the response from Jones was that the city attorney, Patrick Baker, had said it was okay to do so.
So did the court rule it was wrong for the City Council to see this footage ahead of time and in its full length?
Judge Bell said it was okay. The reason was that it was just being disclosed. Had city council been giving a copy of the video, that could have been really problematic.
And when do we expect the longer video to be released?
The judge has asked that CMPD go through and blur appropriate faces, members of the public who may appear later in the video, and then it should be available tomorrow at 5 p.m. to petitioners and to the public.
All right. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.